Let's talk to Brian Gass, who's a former OPP officer and VP of Investigative Services at Equit Association. Thanks, Brian, for joining.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
What are some of the trends that you have been seeing? You know, obviously, if you had a Range Rover and you got it stolen, you would want maybe the same Range Rover back, right? But now that's not even, you're not any safer with the replacement.
Yeah, it's a trend that we continue to see, especially in Ontario, specifically in the GTA, where they're targeting, they being the organized crime groups that are primarily stealing these vehicles for export. They're targeting the newer vehicles, the newer high-value vehicles. So you're absolutely correct. A vehicle gets stolen, it does get replaced, and then that same vehicle or one like it will be in the same location that it once was, or regardless, it could be there or a parking garage or a parking lot. They're all vulnerable currently.
Right, but that means then that we've got people who are essentially sitting ducks. They haven't done anything. The car gets stolen. They replace it. But are there any warnings going out saying, hey, if you get the same car, just know that these criminals are watching you. They've got your information. Like, how are they tracking that? I mean, is it that sophisticated of an operation?
Yeah, and they are very sophisticated. These crime groups, they have the networks. They know where the vehicles are. They know where the vehicles were stolen from in the past. They know that there may be a vehicle there in a few months. And I do thank media and shows like yourself where you do make people aware of the risks. And that's why we talk about a layered approach. You've had your vehicle stolen once. Until the vehicle's harder to steal in the first place, there's things that you can do. We call it a layered approach, things that you can do that make it harder for that vehicle to be stolen. So if the criminals do come back to steal the vehicle, it won't be as easy for them the second time.
Well, you would think that maybe they would think that maybe the owner of the vehicle put on some kind of precautionary, maybe a quick kill switch or, you know, some kind of tag, and yet they still feel brazen enough to do it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the attempts are there, and there's been some good stories where they have come back and they haven't been able to steal the vehicle, which is a good case. Unfortunately, they're able to go a block away, a house away, and find one that's similar. So they're still stealing the vehicles. Law enforcement, CBSA are doing a great job combating this, but we need everybody's effort.
There's
a lot of vehicles being stolen.
100%. Yeah, I mean, they could probably go along those tracks near the Montreal port at like every day and rescue 50, 60 cars. Like it's that rampant. But when you look at the list of the five top stolen cars in Canada, you've got the Honda CR-V, the Dodge Ram, Ford 150 Series, or Lexus. They're very popular. The Highlander from Toyota, very popular. You know, are we at a point, Brian, where insurance companies are going to start saying, or are we going to get to a point where the insurance companies start to say, we're not going to insure you with these particular vehicles?
Yeah, those are conversations that are being had. Ontario, with the regulator, we have different requirements as to what is insurable and what isn't. I can say that in Ontario alone, just in 2023, there was over $1 billion worth of vehicles that were stolen. So that's a significant
Massive,
number.
Yeah.
And what's concerning about it is when organized crime is involved, that's the money that's going to organized crime, that's furthering other criminality, whether it be drugs or firearms. So it is not just a victimless crime. It's just not a property crime. It's a very serious offenses, and it's affecting society as a whole.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't sense any urgency to deal with the organized crime, which has been growing for many, many years in this country, and now they just realize that they're not going to get arrested so that they can, you know, continue to do this, and so they will. And so what kind of conversations are being had at the insurance company? Because I also think at some point the insurance company is going to say, look, you bought your Range Rover, we replaced it, and then the Range Rovers now on the market are $20,000, $30,000 more because we've seen a huge influx or a huge surge in pricing on cars, right? So your replacement car may very well be a lot more expensive than the one that got stolen. How long is that going to get replaced with the insurance companies?
Yeah, and the conversations that I alluded to, there are conversations that are resulting in actions that are being taken as a result of the summits. Ontario last year, the Solicitor General's office recreated the auto theft team, a provincial auto theft team in Ontario, and really targeting that organized crime group. Because you're right, it's not sustainable. Something has to happen. Mm-hmm. Going after those organized crime groups is significant, as well as working with the manufacturers to get the vehicles harder to steal. They have the ability to steal these vehicles rather quickly. They used to do it between 2 and 5 o'clock in the morning because they had the time. There wasn't a lot of people around. Now they're able to steal it in broad daylight in a busy area and with relative ease. So things that do need to change.
Yeah. And where is the pressure point then on the manufacturers and the sellers of vehicles? Because it can't be just the onus on the driver, right? Like everyone can do something. And so maybe they automatically put a kill switch in it. There's got to be something that the manufacturers and the sellers can do.
Yeah, correct. And I think that's one of the keys is it's great to track a vehicle, but it's even better to prevent the vehicle from being stolen in the first place. So as we continue to work not only with the manufacturers in Ontario and Canada, but globally, find out what other jurisdictions have done successfully. Maybe we can learn from some best practices and apply them in Canada because our numbers are continuing to grow.
And so what do you tell people? I mean, you know, if you were talking to someone who's had their vehicle stolen 3 times, I mean, some people would say, well, don't get the same vehicle. But, you know, if you want to go buy a car, you should be able to buy whatever kind of car you want. You know, like, you know, but what would you be telling then? If your car's been stolen a couple of times, what advice are you giving? And I assume it's not leave the keys at the door.
Yeah. The vehicles that are vulnerable and they're all in our top 10 list, especially in Ontario, are keyless entry, keyless ignition, push start buttons. Those have the vulnerabilities. So we call it a layered approach. If you can park in a garage, great. If you can't don't have one, park in a well-lit area, lock your vehicle in with another vehicle, use an aftermarket immobilizer that protects against relay attacks, reprogramming attacks, and CAN bus attacks. Use a steering wheel lock. You don't have to use all of these, but if you can use some of them, something to slow the criminal down. Use an onboard diagnostic port lock. Use a pedal lock. Again, these are things that if they each one could be defeated independently, but if you do 2 or 3, it really slows them down. And time is of the essence. They do not want to be in your vehicle for an extended period of time to risk getting caught. They want to be in and out and gone. So the more that you can do to make it slower, and make it harder to steal is always a good thing.
Yeah, lasers or shock collars, I don't know. Well, we'll follow this along. Brian, I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.